Right now it is time to check sports. That means it's time to, well, before we bring in Mike.
Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
Now, of course, that is Tiger Woods winning a major, the Masters, and I do believe. Wait a second, what is that I hear in the background? Ah, that is Crow. Good morning, there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you? I had it all set for yesterday, and you have to lose your power and not be around.
God knew better.
That's right. Well. He did it.
Who cares?
All right.
Even the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
I know, but remember, you said he'd never win another major.
Oh, well, I guess I was wrong.
Okay, there we go. All right. Did you watch any of it at all? No.
Do snowballs exist in hell?
No.
Well, that answers your question.
All right. So
why would I have any interest in watching a hobby?
Well, just because you probably were tuning in hoping that you could jinx him so he would lose.
No, I was watching horse racing.
Hey, now, how did your picks come out this weekend?
Quip won the Oaklawn stake that we picked. And what was it, the other one? The Arkansas Derby. We did not do much there. The favorites ran 1-2. But Quip paid $12.
All right, so you did all right, right?
Yeah, it was a chocolate mess of a racetrack at Oaklawn. A lot of rain out there. The rain that we got last night was there Saturday. Not last night, Sunday night.
And we got rain Sunday night, and yesterday, still in the morning during the day, we would get these downpours that would instantly turn everything. The front of my house is just, forget about it. It's just horrible. All right, so Russell Wilson's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're paying him so much. They're paying him, I guess, for what he did, not for what he's going to do.
That's right. Probably, I don't know how long the contract is for.
I don't know. My computer just froze, so I can't look at it. But I saw that they signed him, and I'm assuming it's for a lot of money.
He's still going to give them a lot of good years. So, I mean, because he's still young enough, as long as he doesn't get...
He's not that young. He's not that young anymore.
Well, he's only got 5 years in the league, right?
In the league, 5 years?
Yeah.
No, more than that.
Really?
My wife's gone 4. I'd say he's in the league at least seven,
okay.
8.
Okay. Well, then maybe they did make what else are they going to do, though, really, when you come right down?
They have
to
no
it?
Choice.
Yeah.
You going to let him walk?
Yeah, that's right.
Who's their backup?
Yeah, they had no choice. They had to do it.
Decent organizations and GMs try to keep good players.
Yeah.
And he is a good player, and I guess they overpaid him, and like I said, for what he did.
Yeah, bought him a Super Bowl, so you know what? He earned it. And he might bring him another one. Who knows?
In the NFL, you just got to get lucky in the draft, and chips have to fall the right way, and you win.
All right. Now, have you been following the National Hockey League playoffs?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, bring us up to date here, Mr. Kazi.
Well, that's what I was watching, too.
All right.
The Islanders are at a point where they haven't been in 36 years, up 3-0 in the series. It was 36 years ago since they've been up 3-0, and they're up 3-0 in this series against Pittsburgh, which is a real eye-opener. Not that the Islanders were bad, but that they're dominating the series the way they're dominating is just very surprising. So they got their foot on the throat of the Penguins, and I think that the Penguins are pretty much done. So a big, big thing for the Islanders here to move on in this series with one more win. And even more important than that, the team that set a record for wins in the NHL this year with 62 wins is one game away from elimination as well. The Columbus Blue Jackets have a 3-0 lead on Tampa Bay, which is just unbelievable. The Tampa Bay Lightning is a freewheeling, high-octane team, and Columbus is shutting them down with old-time defense and some physical play. 3-0 for that really helps the Islanders out, too, because you're getting rid of the best team in the league this year, which opens up everything for everybody. And the Islanders obviously are playing good with a 3-0 lead on Pittsburgh. They take care of them and keep on going, and who knows what could happen. So, you know, Washington lost last night to Carolina, so the Islanders are in real good shape. If they finish things up tonight, they sweep the Penguins. They get themselves a nice rest going forward as these other teams still battle each other. It's a real interesting story out there, and I'm glad that the Islanders are playing in Long Island right now and not in Brooklyn.
All right. They're actually going to actually wind up playing where that racetrack used to be. That's where they're going to build it.
Roosevelt Raceway. Well, yeah. Basically, the Coliseum is almost right across the street from where Roosevelt Raceway used to be.
Okay. All right.
So, but a big story going on in hockey right there. And like I said about good GMs not letting players walk, last year was the MVP. Hit three homers last night with 7 RBIs. He has 8 homers on the year and 22 RBIs for the year, hitting .354. Derek Jeter, wouldn't you like to have Christian Yelich back?
He probably would.
Yeah, well, guess what? That'll never happen.
No.
That'll never happen. That one you could put in stone.
All right.
He's never going to play for Miami again.
All right. Anything else exciting happen except for the Wounded Warriors, the Wounded Players series, which is coming up?
How about the Yankees not winning a home series yet?
Yeah.
And that's playing against the Tigers, the Orioles, and the White Sox. The American League East is the American League least. There's more teams under .500 in the American League East than in the entire American League.
That's it. And the Red Sox and the Yankees are going to play.
Somebody's got to win.
That's right.
Like I told one of the assistant coaches yesterday, he was in Houston last week. He went down for business, and he stopped in to watch 2 Yankee-Houston games and told me how great that it was down there with the stadium and all. And I thanked him. I said, well, I want to thank the Yankees. He said, for what? I said, well, you kickstart the Astros. Since they played the Yankees, they won 9 games in a row.
There you go. Got to be good for something.
Yeah, they haven't lost a game yet at home, and they're hitting on all cylinders. And the way they're playing, they're going to definitely jump the Mariners, who got off to a good start. And if they can pull themselves away, they can have a nice, easy season like they did 2 years ago. So the Astros are playing well. And the American League East, second place are the Orioles at 7-10.
That's pretty sad.
There's 1 game separation between the Orioles in second and the Blue Jays in last, but all three of those teams are playing bad. And the bad thing for the Red Sox, if you look at their run differential, is a negative 32, meaning that they've given up 32 more runs than they've scored. So they're not doing the job on the offense, and they're certainly not doing the job pitching. They've given up more runs than any team in the in baseball, not only in the American League. Their pitching staff has given up as many runs as the Orioles. That's not good.
No.
Good at all.
So, Brian, a friend of mine over in Kingston, just and I have to Brian Wolman said the Islanders are building next to Belmont Park.
Yeah, that's correct. It's not. Where they are now is right across the street from Roosevelt Raceway.
Yeah.
That they're supposed to be building in all that acreage at Belmont when they chopped that place up and just basically destroyed Belmont, but it is what it is. So, they'll be there, which I guess is closer to Long Island, but personally, I wish they'd stay right where they are. They got themselves a refurbished arena, kind of like Madison Square Garden, and keep the fans happy. That's the main thing, but that very seldom happens in sports anymore.
All right. Well, that is a check on sports, huh?
Rooting for the Islanders, big time.
All right. I want you to start watching golf now.
Never.
I know.
Never happen. I'll be watching golf as soon as I start fundraising for Hillary Clinton.
That's right. Okay.
You know when that's going to happen.
When Hillary's over.
Exactly.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye. That is Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.